Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Suriani, your host with the most. I'm contractually obligated to say that every time. It's an old joke, and I'm going to run it into the ground. Anyway, I'm so excited to do another show today. On this week's show, we're going to chat with some of the cast members of the show Three Sisters by Anton Chekhov. And this show is going up at the end of, well, it doesn't matter. It's going up May 31st, on performance only. And very excited to have them on because they are with the UCSB BFA program. And as I understand it, this is their first time back on stage in over a year. Hard to believe that everybody in the performing arts has had to put everything on hold for the last year and a half almost. And now as the quarantine is becoming less and less, if you will, and we're starting to go down in tiers. We were in the purple tier, which was the most restrictive, and then red, and now I think we're in orange, and then yellow is the next one. So, and then hopefully by mid-June, everybody will be pretty much back to normal for the most part. So those of us who have done performing arts, theater, dance, what have you, are very excited to actually be on the stage and getting to perform. And with me on the show today is the three sisters, the three actors who play the three sisters in the play that's coming up here on May 31st. And we have Sarah Neal and Ryan Holland and Shayla Coretta, who play the three sisters. And ladies, welcome to my show. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. It's very exciting. I'm sure you all are excited to be back on stage. I mean, I can't imagine what you were going through being students in the performing arts. The first question I have for you, though, is tell us a little bit about your backgrounds. Where did acting begin for all of you? How did it all begin? Was it like in school plays or, well, and we'll start with you, Sarah, and then we'll go across the couch there.
Well, for me, I've been doing like musical theater and stage productions since elementary school, and I just always loved it. And going into college, I didn't know if I wanted this to be a career for me. I was like, maybe I'll do psychology, I don't know. And I remember speaking to one of the faculty members of the BFA program, and he was like, well, if this is something you feel like you can't live without, then I think you need to pursue theater and acting. And I was like, this is something I can't live without. And so, yeah. And so I've been in the BFA program at UCSB for the last 3 years now.
That's awesome. And then what about for you, Ryan? How did things begin for you?
Kind of the same. I always tell the story because I can pinpoint it to one very specific time. I was 7 years old and I was jumping on a trampoline in my mom's friend's backyard and I was singing Defying Gravity and I was like, oh my god, wait, I could like do this on stage, like I could fly around on stage, that would be so much fun. And then I was like, what if I did theater? So I like begged my mom, and same with Sarah, just elementary school, middle school, high school, just did theater whenever I could, came to the UCSB, auditioned for the BFA program, didn't get in the first time, but I was so determined to do it because like Sarah said, like, this is something I can't live without, so I came back the second time and auditioned and got in, and I'm just very grateful to be here, so.
Nice, nice. And then, Shayla, how about for you? How did things begin?
So, I actually hated theater, like, anything that, like, put me at the center of attention, I was like, no, thank you, not for me. But I had to take a drama class, like, in high school for, like, performing arts requirements. So my freshman year of high school, I was like forced to take drama, and whole school year, I hated it. It just made me so nervous. But at the end of the year, we like did like an award show as part of the department, and I performed a monologue because my teacher made me. And yeah, and at that point, I think I performed in front of like 40 people, and that was probably the biggest audience I had ever performed in. And I heard them laugh. And then I was like, oh, this is fun. I left the stage and I was like, all right, I'm going to sign up for another drama class. And I kept doing that throughout high school. And then when it came time to apply to college, I reflected in my years in high school, and I thought nothing gave me more joy than like being in rehearsal and being on stage. So that's when I came into UCSB as a theater major, met these two girls, and then we auditioned for the BFA. Also didn't get in the first time, but it's fine because we had
it's been again. A wonderful story ever since. It's just been So you got bit by the bug then.
These two were the
they bit you and the bug. Oh my goodness. Well, I'm talking with three sisters from the play Three Sisters by Chekhov, and their play goes up on May 31st. It's one performance only, May 31st at 6 p.m and if you want to get tickets, just check out the Center Stage website, centerstagetheater.org, and all the information about tickets is right there on that page, and you can check it out. So what I want to ask you next, ladies, is why Three Sisters as opposed to any of the other classics?
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess as opposed to like Shakespeare or any other Chekhov play or you know, other classics, how did you come about choosing Three Sisters?
I think the three of us are like best buds, and so we're like, okay, casting wise, come on, like perfect.
Yeah. Perfect.
we were just talking about this in one of our rehearsals the other day. In Act Three, there's a big fire that happens that kind of forces all the characters to come to these confrontations either with themselves or with another character in a play. And we're just kind of reflecting on how that's very similar to what we all experienced over a year ago back in March, when it seemed like everything was just burning up and we don't know if tomorrow everything's going to be totally fine or this is going to have a really long-lasting impact. And so I think that moment particularly, we were like, that really strikes a nerve with all of us, especially as artists. And overall, Chekhov just does a really good job of focusing on really dark, grim, sad circumstances and finding the laughter and the joy in those. And I think after this year, where we've all just been very sad and very, we've gone through some traumatic stuff, but I think the best way to cope with it is to like just confront it head on and be like, it's kind of, we can laugh at it. Like, we should be able to find the joy in that too. I don't know if you guys
And ladies, and do you have similar thoughts about that?
Yeah, I agree with Sarah. We did Chekhov for school and we were like, oh, we kind of love this, but we never got to do like a full play. So even from sophomore year of the program, we were like, oh, I really want to do Chekhov. And just with the play's contents itself, another thing that we related to was there's this constant talk of like, where did the time go? I don't know what happened. It just seems like we're all so much older now, and that's kind of something that we've talked about outside of rehearsal, just like over years have gone by and it just seems like nothing. So
right, and from what I understand, the play takes place over 5 years, which whether you go through a year and a half like we went through or 5 years, it can seem like all of a sudden where did the time go. And is that kind of a common theme in the play, would you say?
I mean, that's actually something we were talking about in another rehearsal, where time is just like so ever present, like the whole time. There's this whole bit where like the clock breaks, and I can't remember, I think it was one of you two that mentioned, or I don't know, someone in rehearsal mentioned just how
but the clock breaking is symbolic.
So symbolic.
Nice. And before we go any further, actually, tell us a little bit about the plot for those who aren't familiar with the show. What is Three Sisters about? Now, don't jump all at once.
I would say it's like a slice of life type of play where you get to follow these three sisters over the span of 5 years. And they're basically settled in this town that they don't really love, and their dream is to go back to their hometown of Moscow. But they've got these obstacles in their way, and for each of them it's different. And I'm not really sure.
Now, what I understand, does the play start with someone's birthday? Is that that's the anniversary?
Yes, so it starts on both a birthday and an anniversary, actually. It's Irina's birthday and also the 1 year anniversary of their father's death. So,
okay.
Two very terrible contradictory things.
Yeah, you have the joy of celebrating your birthday, but then it's also on the anniversary of your father's passing. So that could be. So then the play kind of starts from there?
Yeah, yeah. I think the first line is "Father died a year ago."
Okay, that's where we start with that Chekhov. Like you were saying about Chekhov earlier, it's like we're going to start with that. Okay.
Yep. Just get right into it.
Exactly. Just jump right into it. Now I understand. Speaking of jumping into it, that this is an abridged version of the play.
Tell us
about that.
So this is actually translated by Libby Apple, and then we've taken the translation and sort of shortened it to fit our double casting. We have quite a few people in the cast playing multiple roles, and so we've had to make it so that they're not on stage as two people at once. And so we don't lose any of the plot or anything. It's purely to fit our cast of characters.
Oh, okay. And so then you have double casting. Now I understand some of you play more than one role?
Yes, I play Olga and Natasha.
And how does that like for you? Because so you're Olga, is that the oldest sister?
Of the sisters, yeah.
And then you play Natasha. What is that like for you as far as, you know, dealing with the two characters?
It's kind of funny just because as Olga, I hate Natasha. And as Natasha, I'm like, I hate all the sisters. but it's really fun to play with. I feel like.
Well, talk about split personality. I hate you. I love you. I hate you.
That's exactly what it is. But yeah, it's really fun because I feel like I get to weigh in on both sides of the play, like the anti-Natasha and the pro-Natasha. But yeah, it's fun interacting with the girls when I'm like mean to them as their sister-in-law, and then nice to them as their older sister.
right.
Yeah, but it's really fun double casting. We're excited to get into the space because we're gonna have to do some costume changes in terms of double casting. So we've been playing with that and like ideas on how to manage that during our rehearsals online.
Now, are you setting the play in the 1900s or how is that working out?
We have kind of modernized it, but not to a specific modern time period. So it's not in the 1900s, but it's a bit timeless.
Oh, timeless, but it's not necessarily 2021, but not 1900. It's kind of any time.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's neat. That's very cool that you're doing that way. Now, tell us about each of you, your process. How do you create a character, or how are you going about creating the characters in this show?
I will say for Masha, kind of Masha's thing, or just the way that she's described very frequently in the play is just like depressed, angry, just mean, and it's and while there may be some truth in that, I think my process is just kind of like not leaning into that and trying to find out like, okay, well maybe she is a little bitchy, but like why? There's a reason. She's not just
why?
Being like, I hate all of you guys. So yeah,
just like. And I'm sure Chekhov probably gives you a lot of hints as to why your character is the way they are.
Yeah, like just digging into the relationship that she has with her husband, who she does not really love or tolerate. It's just like sympathizing with her and being like, oh my God, like if I were you, I would also not be happy every single day. Like,
yeah.
So that's my process.
And then Sarah, how about for you? What is your process?
I think just kind of like,
oh, go ahead.
sorry, Zoom lag.
Sheila, go ahead. Yeah, you had a thought there. Go ahead. That's fine.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just like Ryan, I think just kind of finding ways to justify your character, Chekhov, it lends itself to that, I feel, because everyone's so human. And it's like, yeah, people can be mean, but, you know, that's not who they are as people. So I think, like, again, just justifying who you are, and I think like you said, actually, there's so many clues in the play that like kind of lead to that. So I think just doing the research, and I think, again, just kind of check off his bucket list. Applies to everything.
He applies to, yeah, that's true. And in fact, I think on Broadway, wasn't there not a remake of one of his plays, but like a part two? I'm trying to pull it off the top of my head.
There was like a Doll's House part two.
That's what it was, a Doll's House part two, yeah. So, you know, so there you go. He does still speak to modern times. And then there's also the comedy of Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, which I know City College did a few years back, which kind of, you know, touches on, I mean, it's not about the, you know, Chekhov characters, but it's just, you know, that pulls elements. So yeah, you can see that he is timeless, and that the issues that people were dealing with, you know, over 120 some odd years ago, we're still dealing with today, and it's still very much relevant. And then Sarah, you were going to say something too about your character.
Yeah, I think I'm just so lucky to be playing this role, because it's not hard for me to put myself in Irina's shoes. I think like I relate to her a lot. I also have a sister. I just kind of relate to a lot of the things that she is saying in the play. And I think our director, Lake Thompson, she brought up that it's kind of easy to take Chekhov and think of it as like an elevated, heightened text, and like put on your actor voice and like do Chekhov. And so I think it's easy to get caught up in that, but you really have to just read it like it was written yesterday. And it's easy to do that too. And so it's like just very easy to like to see someone today saying exactly what the characters are saying in the play.
Right, right. Well, that's awesome. And again, my guests on this week's show are the three of the actors from Three Sisters, and they play the Three Sisters. And if you'd like to see the show, there's only one performance, and that will be on Monday, May 31st at 6 p.m. And you can go to the Center Stage website to learn more at centerstagetheater.org. Again, all one word, centerstagetheater.org. And to get to, and actually the tickets are free, but you do have to reserve a ticket to see the show. Admission is free, but you have to make a reservation ahead of time. And all that information is on the website. Again, it's centerstagetheater.org. So ladies, let me ask you, how did the shutdown impact all of you and your creative process over the last year or so? How was that for you? Don't jump in all at once.
I will say it was really rough, just like that it was a really hard and fast transition from being in a room with people that you've known for almost 2 or 3 years to being like in your room alone and still having to like relate and think that you're in the room. And I will say though, we're incredibly lucky and privileged that right now we're living together. We didn't always live together throughout the quarantine, but we're so grateful and lucky that we have like people who are doing the same thing as us, that we can log off of the Zoom call and sit on the couch and be like, oh my God, that was a day. So yeah, it was rough, but we're very lucky.
But you were lucky that the three of you lived together during the whole time, or most of it?
Most of it. We were roommates last year when everything shut down, and we also signed a lease for this year. So yeah, we've been together for most of quarantine. Yeah.
And then Sarah, how about for you? How was the year like for you?
Yeah, I mean, very similar to Ryan. It's been rough. I think as an actor, it's hard to see how I've grown because we've been stuck to this. And
yeah, the Brady Bunch square.
Yeah, exactly. And like I'm very interested to see kind of how our show is going to go on Monday, because I feel like I haven't acted with my legs in so long, and making eye contact with another actor, like we have to be looking up at the camera instead of like at each other. And so it's I'm just very, very excited to finally like look at another actor in the eyes and like
hug them
and touch them, like
in a safe way.
Yeah,
of course, in a safe way. But then how neat to be able to do that, to actually go back to being on the boards, if you will, and even just doing something as simple as you know, shaking somebody's hand on stage, or, you know, touching them on the shoulder or something, and being able to just interact in that way. It's so exciting to see that we're moving back into that realm. It's very cool. So any plans for the three of you after Three Sisters, or what would you, either do you have plans, or is there something that you would like to do in the future? As far as theater is concerned.
I mean, we don't have a concrete plan, but I will say, like, I love working with these two, and I won't be surprised when we have another project happening in the future. Like, who knows when, who knows what, but, like, I know we're going to be working together, like, forever, so it'll probably be something.
Right. And then what year in school are all three? Are you all three the same year, or...?
Yes, we're all seniors.
You're all seniors this year. Awesome. And then, wiping the tear. For those of you listening on the podcast, they all did the little tear wipe. Oh my gosh, so you're graduating in like, what, a 3 or 4 weeks or so? I don't want to think about it.
We're graduating like a week after the show. So this will be like the last, it's kind of nice because it's the last thing that we'll do like during our time at UCSB, and it's in person.
Yeah. And it's like, the first thing we've all done together, actually.
We like make this joke that we're such great friends and we work really well together, but the three of us have never been like cast in something. So we have to do it ourselves.
We're doing it our own. Well, then that's a lot of what a lot of people have had to do. It's just like, you just take it on yourself and just do it. And I commend all three of you and your whole cast for taking this on and doing, you know, and saying, we're just going to do it. We have a show and we have Center Stage Theater and we're going to do it. We're going to put on a show. That's great. And do you think you'd want to do Three Sisters again? You know, since this is only a one time only, would you want to remount it again later down the road, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I would love that. I think maybe even with full cast, maybe not in a bridge portion, maybe like not a stage reading, like an actual production. Because this has been put together so quickly and everyone's been so on top of it, like, you know, amazing. But I would love another shot at it where it's like we got time and we've got resources and people, and, you know, I would love to try it.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. So we're almost out of time, but before we go, I just want to ask you a couple of fun questions. just for fun. I just do these just for fun. And we'll start with you, Sarah, and we'll go across the room there. Who'd play you in a movie?
I would love like young Diane Keaton. That would be my dream.
Oh, okay. Diane Keaton when she was like maybe like 20 years ago or so, or pretty?
Yeah, like Annie Hall, Diane.
Annie Hall. Okay. Oh, that would be kind of cool. And then Ryan, for you?
Selfishly, I want to say Florence Pugh, because then I could like meet her and say hi. but I think like realistically, probably a quirky redhead like Jane Levy or Emma Stone. If we're going for like energy wise, I think probably.
Uh-huh, I could see that. Yeah, definitely. And then for Shayla, how about for you? Who would you want to cast?
To agree with Ryan, I also selfishly would say Florence Pugh.
You can meet her and shake her hand and say, hi, nice to meet you.
I'm kind of obsessed with Rachel Zegler, so I'm going to say Rachel Zegler. I think she would kill it. I think she's super down to earth. And I would love to see her play me. She'd do better me.
No.
Oh, I don't know. The original you probably is pretty good. That's awesome. And then one more question for you all. If you had someone following you around all the time, what would you have them do? I'm thinking for myself, I don't know if I'm like, I'd probably tell them to go away. Why are you following me? What would you make somebody do if you had somebody just following you around, like a butler type person?
Okay, this is a really stupid answer, but I have like little bangs that haven't grown out all the way, and I would have them tell me if they look okay.
Just periodically tell you if your bangs look okay.
Yeah, I'd just be like, we have a little system, a little thumbs up system.
There you go. Yeah, as you're walking around town, because you don't always have a mirror, right? So you can have them just, you know, check your hair for you.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. And then Ryan, how about for you?
I think I personally would be like kind of the same as you, stressed out about someone following me. And like, I would feel bad if they were doing stuff for me. So I think in my perfect world, if someone was following me, I'd be like, you know what? Follow like 4 feet behind me and do everything I do, and we'll like trick people to thinking like something hinky's going on, but we act like nothing. I'm not explaining.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that. Have like fun with it though. Yeah.
Prank everywhere I go. We would be like prank masters together, I think.
That would be fun. That'd be really cool. And then Shayla, for you, what would you want to do?
I'm going big butler mode. I would
right
have
on.
Cooking is such a chore to me. So I would have them cook me meals and carry them along, and then just when I'm hungry.
And then have them carry your train for you with your gown.
Yeah.
Nice. There you go. That's it. That's right on. I'm going to give you a thumbs up on that. Awesome. Well, ladies, it was delightful to chat with all three of you. I'm so excited for Three Sisters. And again, if you want to check out the show, it's Three Sisters. It's at Center Stage Theater. One performance only on Monday, May 31st at 6 p.m. And the admission is free, but you do have to make a reservation to get a ticket. And so a reservation is required. You can't just walk up and do that. And of course, all COVID protocols will be in place. All safety protocols will be in place for the audience. So be sure to make a reservation. Check out the website, centerstagetheater.org. And I'm trying to remember the phone number off the top of my head. It's like, I don't want to give it out the wrong number, but it's all on the website too. Their phone number, their box office number is on the website, centerstagetheater.org. And ladies, thank you so much for joining me today, and continued success with your endeavors and with acting. And I hope you get to do Three Sisters three more times.
Yeah.
At least three more times, right? Yeah. Or maybe more. And thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. And again, everybody, thanks for joining us. Oh, and if you'd like to learn more about my show, Jim on the Air, it's available on most platforms, on anchor.fm and also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I'm trying to remember those off the top of my head because, you know, God forbid I actually write them down on a note and remember. But it's called Jim on the Air, and I hope you will join us for the next episode. Thanks so much for watching and for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.